Making it a crime to possess ammunition for those under 21? Oh, these Democrat-controlled hellholes will never stop, my friends. Before I get us all riled up with this terrible news, I have some huge news. I've been working on this for a while with my friend Jason Knight, who is an ABS master bladesmith. And you know what? I'm gonna let him tell you.
I designed a knife that I could carry every day, and this is it. This is the Kestrel. This is the very special edition of the 1776 Kestrel with Black G10, 80 CRV2, which is kind of magical if you ask me, and a Kydex sheath. Having a fixed blade that you can carry on you every day, everywhere is nice. You never know when you need to open a package or a box, and you weren't born with fangs and claws, so this is it. And you can only get it through Guns and Gadgets. You can only get it from Jared. You can't get it from me. Now I got another one that's even equally as special, nostalgic, iconic, same sexy shape. This is We the People. With the natural micarta. When I was a kid, my dad's uniform in the closet, I remember saying U.S. and that meant us to me. That meant We the People. It was a big deal to me. It's still a big deal to me now. And I want to make this for you. This is available exclusively here, where you're looking, where you're watching. Nowhere else you can get this knife.
All right. You want these? You want the We the People or 1776? Or you want the complete set? Get them now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Only 49 of each of these Bad Larrys I was able to talk Jason into making, you know, 49, 50. I'm keeping these though. 50 of each. Limited time, guys and gals. These will sell out. Link is down below. Get them now. Don't wait, because they're going to be gone. These are awesome. All right, let me put these down before I cut myself again. 51 members in the House of Representatives over in Hawaii passed SB 2845 on April Fool's Day, with only 5 representatives voting against the bill. That same bill passed the state Senate, which has 25 members, by a 22-3 vote. Now, the entire state legislature in Hawaii only has 8 Republicans, so it's going to pass anyway. Now, the bill raises the minimum age to purchase ammunition to 21 years old, and it requires retailers to check government-issued IDs of purchasers to verify age, not to vote, but to buy ammunition, something that's constitutionally protected. But let's go. The bill also makes it a crime for adults under 21, get this, to own, possess, or control ammunition, which means those same retailers and distributors could be charged criminally if they sell ammunition to adults under 21 years old. Now, there is an exemption for those under 21 that are, quote, actively engaged in hunting or target shooting or going to or from the place of hunting or target shooting, but no exemptions for possession of ammunition for self-defense. Huh. Did Hawaii, do you all know that the Second Amendment is not about hunting at all? Unless you're hunting tyrannical politicians. Now, Section 3 of this bill creates a new felony offense for anyone under 21 years old who's in possession or control of a firearm. So, let's violate even more rights here. You can go hunting with ammunition, but you can't have a gun? Huh. Soon, this bill will head to the desk of the governor, Josh Green, who is a Democrat, who hates the Second Amendment, and has already signed several anti-gun bills into law. Sorry, Hawaii. It's obviously going to have to be fought in the courts. But maybe, Tulsi Gabbard should start advocating for the Second Amendment in Hawaii if she wants us to believe her new stance on guns. This would be a great first step, Tulsi. You can also come on Guns and Gadgets to talk about it. Guys and gals, let me know what you think about this new effect on adults under 21 who this country has no problem sending off to die in foreign lands with the same tools they say they can't protect themselves here in the homeland with. I don't know about you, but to me that stinks to high hell, and it's something that needs to be addressed. Now, GOA was just in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals fighting this new bipartisan Safer Communities enhanced background check for this same age group. So there is incremental steps being made, or are incremental steps being made. But guys and gals, support those who support you. If you're in Hawaii, fight back. Be one of the plaintiffs for these lawsuits that surely will come. And stay tuned to this channel because I'll bring you updates on this bill. You can do that by liking the video down below. Hit that subscribe button. It's right there, big red one under me on the left here, or your right. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It just tells this algorithm that this is good news for people who care about our rights. And more people need to see it. I appreciate your time so much. Grab one of these knives quickly. They will be gone. I don't know. Let me see if I can get it to focus. I don't know what my favorite is. 1776 or focus, we the people. I love them both. Maybe I'll carry them both at the same time. Let me know what you do with yours down below. Take care.